Next on Health Matters, we'll be discussing whether doctors should provide alternative therapies and treatments, as well as traditional conventional medicine. I'm joined by the journalist and doctor, Dr. Stanley Meredith, and Judith Holmes from the Institute of Alternative Medicines. If I can turn to you first, Dr. Meredith, what's your general view on this matter?
Let's face it, most of these alternative therapies have not been scientifically tested. It would be dangerous for a doctor to provide a treatment for a disease or illness when we have no scientific evidence that it works.
You're right. Most of them haven't been fully tested. But then again, some conventional drugs haven't been tested either. They are still used because they appear to help and relieve patients. In my opinion, all forms of health care and medicine are valid and should be welcomed if they help patients feel and get better. It is important to remember that an alternative form of health treatment in one culture may be a totally normal and conventional one in another culture. Acupuncture from China, for example, is over 5,000 years old. It has been a conventional treatment in China for a very long time. Globally, it is still new and alternative, but it is becoming accepted and respected.
What worries me is that some of the people who provide alternative medicine are not, unfortunately, always ethical or honest. They are making a lot of money from seriously ill people who turn to it for a miracle cure. These poor people pay large sums of money for therapies which may not improve their quality of life or help them get better.
Yes, absolutely. But dishonesty and unethical behavior exist in many major companies, including drug companies. There has to be regulation and proper research for all treatments. It's my opinion that if the state provides alternative health treatments, it is much easier to regulate the industry. Just look at Germany.
Yes, I was interested to find out that in Germany and France, most alternative medicine is provided by medical doctors. They seem to use conventional medicine and alternative therapy.
Yes, so there is very tight regulation in Germany and France. For example, herbal medicine in Germany is